Can I please go to my room now? I said in a begging voice. No, you have to do as I say this party or you're not going to see another happy day. Fine. I stood in the corner silently as all her friends came in making a big mess. I was so angry at her. But I had no other choice but to do as she said, for she's the boss for the day. So I was quite angry at her, but I just stood there doing everything she said. As she impressed her friends, making big announcements. Look, my son's gonna dance now, guys. And I had to do it. As I was busy cleaning one of the people's mess, the door was opening. Violet noticed it. Maya noticed it and immediately pushed me away and pulled the cloth. And she bent down in a crying, sobbing voice. Why are you doing this to me, Tyler? I did nothing to you. When Mom saw it, she chased out all the guests and started giving me a big pep talk, which is when Dad came in and saw what was happening. What's happening? Mom narrated the whole story to him, saying I threw a party, although I never, but I couldn't blame them. I looked guilty, but I wasn't. I was just so angry at Violet, and Violet knew it. I couldn't wait to get out of here, but Dad didn't like me. He made me sit there to think of what I had done. As if I did anything, never, but I had to sit there, think about it, until dinner. After dinner, it was bedtime. I went straight to my room and went to bed.